We're doing the Navi Yeshayah. We're up to what's called the 24th chapter, the 23rd Pasuk. This class has been dedicated by Aviel in honor of Rina. May Hashem bless her and them, and may they merit many, 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 many years of happiness together.
Amen.
Pasuk Chaf Gimel. V'chafera levana uvosha hachamam. The Navi describes how at the end of time, when we have the final war, when the nations will join forces and they will come together, they will unite against Jerusalem, and then they will fall at the gates of Jerusalem. And at that time, the moon will be shamed. Uvosha hachama, and the sun will be embarrassed. Ki malach Adonai tzevaot. Be'al Tzion uvirushalayim, because Hashem, who controls all armies, will be recognized as king over Mount Zion and Jerusalem. V'neged zekeinav kavod, and the elders who have consistently preached the service of Hashem, they will all be honored. So the Targum translates, and following suit, the many commentaries go with the Targum, that it doesn't literally mean the moon and sun will be shamed, but rather those who worship the moon and the sun will be shamed when there's a global recognition that Hashem is the one controlling events.
So the moon are the Muslims and the sun are the Christians?
Ooh.
Ooh.
You gotta be careful. Some people mistake Kiddush Levana, you know. You can't get arrogant.
I'm not
going to
answer you.
We definitely find that the moon is a reference to the Muslims, whose calendar is a lunar calendar, and the sun is a reference to Edom, whose calendar is a solar calendar. We definitely find
all the problems we have with them. I didn't realize that the monotheism was a question.
Well, again, throughout Tanakh, we find that sun and moon can have such a reference. We find that Shemesh is a reference to Yaakov Avinu and to Esav. Ish is a reference to Yaakov Avinu and Esav. Meaning that the twin brothers have much in common.
Also, the Muslim god apparently was before Muhammad turned it into the one god. It was the moon god.
It's interesting because we are often associated with the moon, not worshipping the moon, but I just feel it's like the moon, which is also...
Their anti-Semitism is based on Christian anti-Semitism. It's like the sun, like the moon reflecting the light of the sun.
Ah, okay. But the literal meaning of the pasuk is that the world will turn dark on people, because there's going to be this world war against Jerusalem, and then the world will darken as Hashem reveals that He is the one controlling events and He is defending us on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem. Adonai Elohai Atah. So the elders will then declare, or the prophet is declaring, Hashem, you are my God. Aromimcha odeh shimcha ki asita pehele. I exalt you, I give thanks to your name, because I see the wondrous things you've done. Again, this is either Yeshaya talking, Isaiah, who has just witnessed a prophetic vision of this great salvation, or it is a reference to the elders at that time who will say this. Eitzot merachok, emuna omen. I see here you've been planning this from way back when, and you are trustworthy that you'll keep what you've promised, that this is how it'll play itself out. Ki samta me'ir lagal. You've turned the city into rubble, into a pile of stones. Kiryavitzura lemapela. The cities that were fortified, you've turned them into dumps, where everything's been knocked down. Almon zarim meir. Almon is a castle. The place, Almon, the castles of zarim, of the strangers, will become forgotten that it was ever a city. Leolam lo yibane. And it will never be rebuilt. So the sins that were done in the city will cause the castles to be destroyed, and they will never be rebuilt. Al kein yechabeducha am az, when we see that you're running the world, so then any powerful nation will honor you. Kiryat goyim aritzim yira'ucha. Even the cities that have people of might will be fearful of you, Hashem. Ki ayita ma'oz ladal, ma'oz la'evyon batzar lo. Because you've revealed your strength on behalf of the poor. You've revealed the strength you give on behalf of the impoverished when they are in dire need. Machse mizerem tzel mechorev. You've given coverage to the poor from a downpour. Zerem is a downpour of water. Tzel mechorev. And you've also given them shade in the face of the heat of the sun. Ki ruach aritzim kezerem kir. And the Navi explains, what is the downpour? That is the anger of these leaders, these powerful leaders. That's like what?
Tyrants.
Right, these tyrants whose anger is like a torrent that comes down that can knock down a wall. Kechorev b'tzayon. Just like the heat in Tzayon. Tzayon is a place that's desolate out of heat, like the desert, a place that's desolate because of the extreme heat that's there. Sheon zarim tachnia. Just as there's tremendous heat that can cause desolation, so too Hashem can put down the ruckus, the loud noise that these strangers, these foreigners will try to impose their might, and Hashem can put them down. Just as the heat can put people down and cause desolation, so too Hashem can cause desolation to the enemies. Now, notice how the Navi used the heat as a metaphor for the enemies, and now he's using the heat as a metaphor for Hashem's punishment, which is an expression that we find often in the Navi, that Hashem can be both. It's not that Hashem is only one or the other. Hashem can be the protection from heat. Hashem can be the source of the heat. It can go either way. They're all tools in His hands. Chorev b'tzel av. Chorev, again, is heat. Av is a cloud. Just as heat is subdued by the shadow of a cloud, Zemir Aritzim Ya'aneh, so too Hashem can subdue the song of the tyrants. Just as the cloud, he's switching in his metaphor. A minute ago Hashem was the heat, now he comes back and says, and just as a cloud can subdue the heat, so too Hashem will subdue the song of the tyrant. Yes?
Maybe I missed it, but is this the Navi singing Hashem's prayers? Or is this from the previous chapter with the nations? Or?
This is either the Navi or the elders during the time of the salvation from the war of Gog and Magog. Mm-hmm. There'll be a fantastic war where we're surrounded, we're outnumbered, and everyone's united against us, and Hashem will suddenly appear on the scene and give us victory. And then there'll be a declaration, Hashem, you are my God. You've destroyed powerful cities, and anyone has to honor you, even the most powerful cities, because you've shown that you give strength to the poor, a reference to the Jewish people who were outnumbered and persecuted. And even though the tyrants seem to have all the strength, like the beating sun, Hashem can give protection of that as well.
I don't quite get the context. He's talking now about the Messianic times,
right?
Right. Which the whole purpose of his prophecy is to get the people to do tshuva then, no?
But this is a reminder that now you're facing one. It has multiple levels of messages, because it's also a shot in the arm. Think about it. Even during the Second Temple period, where the Jews saw one battalion of the Roman army. I mean, we were nothing next to them. Think about it. The Romans took, I don't know how many thousands of people who supported Spartacus, and they crucified them along the whole path to ensure that no one would ever rebel against them again. And now they're coming against this dismembered army that never was an army, that's standing up to the Roman Empire called the Jews. Now, they had no problem putting us down. Meaning it's unfathomable that we thought to rebel or thought we could succeed against them, and yet the Navi comes and says, okay, you'll see tremendous nations, and you should know that I can give you coverage from all those nations. So the Jews look at an army that... hey, that's a professional army that has no problem taking them down, that suffers very few casualties relative to the number they inflicted on us, and then they have to feel like there's hope, there's a future. So I'm saying, even if you think 300 years later, 300 years after Yeshaya, when we're contending with the Roman Empire at the end of the Second Temple period, this prophecy gave people strength. Think of a Jew looking at the German army. Think of a Jew during the Inquisition. Whenever Jews had to deal with the nations that seemed to be insurmountable, So the Navi comes and reminds them, there'll come a time when they'll really be insurmountable. They'll have you surrounded, not one nation, but all nations. And I'll still show up. And then you'll give this declaration of praise that Hashem can protect us from any heat, from any deluge.
Okay.